Before we wrap, I want to spend a moment on the educational stories that surfaced today that deserve more attention than we had time to give them. AI by Hand, byhand.ai, is a resource for learning AI concepts through hand-worked examples rather than code or abstraction, and the HN score of 315 suggests it's filling a real gap. The Super Mario Derivations piece is a playful exploration of how Nick's derivations work, using the Super Mario game engine as an analogy. And the Simplifying and Refactoring Introductory Calculus paper from 2018 is resurfacing because someone found it relevant. The argument that we teach calculus in a historically backwards order, starting with rigor before intuition, is one that math educators have been debating seriously and deserves more mainstream attention.
The Racket 9.3 release is also worth a nod. Racket is one of the most thoughtfully designed programming languages in existence, with a heritage going back to Scheme and a philosophy of language-oriented programming that has influenced modern language design far beyond its direct user base. Every release is a quiet statement that careful language design still matters.
What's the through line for today, Marcus?
I think it's the one I opened with: the gap between assumed security models and actual ones. Google's security model for extensions was assumed to be extensible. It turns out the extension API itself was the vulnerability. Aircraft avionics were assumed to be isolated. The research suggests isolation is imperfect. Encrypted communications were assumed to provide protection. Law enforcement is working around the encryption rather than through it. AI models are assumed to improve with each version. Experienced users are reporting the opposite in practice. In each case, the assumption was reasonable when it was formed and needs updating.
And the countervailing force in all of these stories is the HN community itself. People who actually build these systems, who test the assumptions, who share their findings publicly. That's why we keep coming back to news.combinator.com as the source for everything we cover. The Quen thread with 705 comments is full of people actually running the model and reporting results. The Green Cryptography post with 159 comments has practicing security engineers pushing back and extending the analysis. The Opus 5 thread with 799 comments is a distributed evaluation that no single reviewer could conduct. Everything we discussed today came from that community, and if any of it caught your attention, the full discussions are at news.combinator.com. The comments are where the real work happens.
One brief time capsule moment before we close. A few months ago on this show, we said something about Ukraine's long-range strike capabilities that in retrospect was not carefully sourced, specifically a claim about strikes in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian is landlocked, far from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. That was a sourcing error, and we're flagging it because intellectual honesty requires acknowledging when we got something wrong, not just celebrating when we got things right. We're doing better verification, and we appreciate listeners who hold us to that standard.
This podcast is possible because of two tools we want to acknowledge sincerely, not as an advertisement, but as genuine gratitude. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. These tools let a small team produce a daily show with the depth we aim for, and we're genuinely grateful for what they make possible.
If today's themes around geopolitics, markets, and international security sparked your interest, our companion show, Intellijix Daily News, covers those threads in more depth: world events, economic policy, and global affairs daily. Worth checking out if you want more of that context.
That's the show for Saturday, August 15th. A 7.7 earthquake off Flores Island that our thoughts are with, a coin-sized device raising questions about aviation security, Firefox standing alone in a browser market question that goes deeper than ad blocking, and three AI model stories that together sketch an honest picture of where language model development actually stands in August 2026, which is complicated, contested, and productive in ways that are hard to summarize.
We'll be back Monday. Take care.